Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. Allazin yabaraduz in hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn that the best day upon which the sun has risen is the day of Jumu'ah. The best day upon which the sun has risen is the day of Jumu'ah. The day of Jumu'ah is a very special day in the life of a believer. For us to understand the day of Jumu'ah, we hear from youngsters when about to get married, they're waiting for the best day of their life, the day of the nikah. On that day, they cancel all appointments. Everything is done before that day. That day is a free day for them. Their mind is free. There's only one thing in their mind. Is my nikah after Jumu'ah or before Jumu'ah, after Asr, the excitement, the hype in the home. And they make sure that day is free. The best day for a believer is the day of Jumu'ah. Ulama explained the reality of the day is Jumu'ah should be that a person absolutely frees himself. For that morning, he's engaged in the ibadah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah explains, he says the first bid'ah, the first innovation in the ummah, so to say, was that the ummah began coming late for the salah of Jumu'ah. See, in the old days, they used to come on the day of, on the Thursday night, they used to make i'tikaf in the masjid. Because the next day is a special day. To take as much as we can from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the best day of the week for a believer. When it came to the Christians, they understood that their best day was Sunday, so they made it a public holiday. For the Jews also, for they was a Sabbath, the Saturday, they don't go to work. They have their rules and their restrictions for themselves. It's just the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hasn't understood the day of Jumu'ah as yet. That this day is the best of days, we should be taking off on the day of Jumu'ah. There's an incident mentioned about two partners that travel overseas. They went to China for some business. One was a Muslim, one was a Christian. So every day they used to go to the shows. Friday also the Muslim and the Christian went for the show. But the Muslim told the Christian partner that today I have my Jummah prayers, Friday prayers. So just for that time I'll take a break and I'll be going to the mosque. Or to the Musalla, whatever it was. So accordingly he did so. Came Sunday morning. They woke up to go for the show. The Christian tells the Muslim, you can carry on. Today is my prayer day. I can't make it today. He got a shock of his life. Today is your Sunday. He said, this morning, on Sunday morning, I read the Bible, so I can't go to the show. He felt ashamed. So he says to an alim after he returned from China, he says, now on Fridays I close my business. Only after Jumu'ah I open. Allah is a provider. Allah will give me what I'm supposed to get in the morning. Allah will give me in the afternoon. And Allah Ta'ala gives him accordingly also. Then he says, by the time of Asr, I close up. Because between Asr and Maghrib on the day of Jumu'ah, according to different riwayat, is open time. Allah Ta'ala's treasury is open for me to go and take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the day of Jumu'ah. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that the ummah is to come before on the night of Thursday. Make i'tikaf in the masjid, prepare for Salatul Jumu'ah. The entire morning, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah says that the ummah began coming later, after Isha, then after Fajr. Now they are coming just before the khutbah only. And how much they are depriving themselves from the barakat which Allah Ta'ala has kept on the day of Jumu'ah. Few a'mal to enhance the reward of the day of Jumu'ah, ulama explain, one is going to the qabristan. They say that son who in his lifetime was disobedient to his parents, and his parents have passed on, they've gone to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But every Friday he goes to the Qabristan to read for his parents. Allah will recall him amongst the righteous and pious children of the parent, just by visiting the Qabristan. And amongst the amal of Jumu'ah is to take the ghusl. That to ulama is when the sunnah, the ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, is to take ghusl such a time that with the wuzu of the ghusl he performs his Salatul Jumu'ah as far as possible. That is the best reward. That with that ghusl, with that wuzu, now he will perform the Salatul Jumu'ah, that is the best reward. So he takes his ghusl. Also to remember very importantly, whatever amal we do in Sharia, is that just an amal to do? That I did the amal, so Allah must accept it. Every amal I do has to be done in a way that is pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So I can take my ghusl, I can read my salah, I can do my certain amal in my life. But if is that according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that acceptable? It's very importantly, whatever I do, my salah also, if I'm reading my salah, one is I can say, I read my namaz, alhamdulillah, 5 times namazi. But is your salah pleasing to Allah? The Hadith Sharif is mentioned now, there are some people whose salah is such that when they read the salah goes above their head and curses the person. May Allah destroy you as you have destroyed me. Meaning your salah was not in accordance with the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So taking the ghusl also according to sunnah, ask ulama ikram, how what is the sunnah ghusl? To sit down. For a person to sit down, that is the sunnah. To cover yourself as much as possible. So all these concepts we have right now that has come into our societies, into our homes, whether it comes sharam and haya and modesty, the type of bathrooms we have, ghusl khanas we have, etc. We should ask ulama ikram, which is closest to sunnah, how Nabi Ali salatu wasalam is to have a bath. That is rewardable in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So to have the sunnah ghusl, how to have a sunnah ghusl? Thereafter, in the riwayat is mentioned to wear the best of your clothes. That according to sunnah, to ensure that our garments are above our ankles. Anything below the ankles, in the Bukhari Sharif is mentioned, anything below the ankles will be in the fire of Jahannam. So it be my pants, be my kurta above my ankles. So that, when it comes to the best of my clothing. Then to apply itar also. Apply itar, the Hadith Sharif says your own itar. The person has perfume itar, which is according to Sharia also, nothing haram ingredients in there, so apply the itar also. And such itar, ulama explained, doesn't cause any harm or disturbance to anybody else. Should be very strong itar, the people are can't take the smell. Something very mild is good enough for the occasion. So applying itar, coming early to the masjid. Hadith Sharif says to walk, now we come by car. So a person comes as early as possible. And then he sits as close as possible to the imam, to the khatib who's giving the khutbah. And he listens attentively. And all this is mentioned, now he does all this coming to the masjid, sitting in the masjid, without causing harm to anybody. Doesn't jump over the shoulders of people and cause them taklif. Wherever he finds place, now he will sit over there and listen to the khutbah. But that person who does the amal, he takes the sunnah, the ghusl, applies itar, the best of clothing, he comes early, and he comes close to the imam as close as possible, and he doesn't cause harm to anybody. For that person, the Hadith Sharif mentions, for every step that he will take for Salatul Jumu'ah, Allah will give him the reward of 1 year's nafil ibadat. 1 year's reward of nafil roza and fasting. For every step he will take. So the day of Jumu'ah, a person can take as much as he can. Together with that, between the khutbahs, a person makes dua in his heart. Is that permissible in the Hanafi Mazhab to raise their hands and make dua with the tongue? Anytime during the khutbah. A person cannot read Durood Sharif in the khutbah, he can read in his heart. He cannot raise his hands and make dua, that is permissible. It is as if you're in salah already. So you listen attentively to the khutbah. So these are times to make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah.